feelings. Welcome to Feel Feelings with Danny and George, the show that talks about feelings and the things that make you feel them.
I am recording as well.
Thank goodness. It finally happened.
I usually do it. We were rushing. And
I got so little in the recording that I think what happened is I had started it and then both of you ended up running late. So I think I had stopped it, but I forgot that I had stopped it. Because the recording that came through was literally nothing. It's what would have come through had it just been me sitting in silence waiting. And if I listened close enough, there probably would have been like clicks and keyboard sounds and stuff.
But it was like lip smacking noises.
Yeah, literally nothing.
It's a shame. It was the best episode we've ever had.
Honestly, I'm
George. That's Danny.
I'm Danny Knight. My cat keeps threatening to leave the room, but every time I open the door, she hides behind the door and can't get out. So if you keep hearing that noise, that's the,
As long as you guys are hearing noise, I think that's an ideal circumstance.
That is a vast improvement on happened.
For the only, I think, second time in our show's history, so in the past, like, just under 3 years, we lost a file. Like, I didn't hit record, and Danny hit record, but then his computer crashed. Like, it just became a shit show, and it's a shame because it was a really fantastic episode.
We had Sean Howard on.
Sean Howard.
So when you see his name in the title of the episode, this is not the Sean Howard episode.
Yeah.
This is now a tribute to the Sean Howard episode.
Tribute to Sean Howard. We lost this episode. Apologies. We'll have him back on because we had some like really interesting topics. I really felt good about that episode.
Yeah.
And then I went to go click off recording and went, I guess I didn't do that. Well, Danny's got it.
Yeah. It was like we got existential and still kind of accessible in a way that like existential talk isn't always.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was weird. We were sentimental. Like, we honestly hit everything.
Yeah, we had a really good rapport and back and forth, and it felt even and nice, and it's gone, and we'll never get it back. But a couple things got brought up, and I think one of them that we'll start talking about this greatest episode is, I think it started off with me talking about commercials, because I love that.
We have been talking off air about, I think it was like a recent commercial, and we were like, but we don't really get that kind of commercial anymore. And we started just kind of running through all of the ones that are etched into our brains forever from the 90s and early 2000s.
I think the one that we used it as an example, which is a famous one, which is the Sears home cooling commercial.
Cool.
Yeah. It's going to be hot today. Hot today, just like yesterday. Yesterday, you'd call Sears. I'll call today. You call now. I'll call now. It's a great one. It's a classic. It's burned into most of everyone's brains.
My brain longer than Sears lasted as a company.
Yep. Very true. Especially their home cooling department.
Yeah.
I love seeing a dead Sears. I don't know why. Something about it.
It's one of the few pages I follow on Reddit. I'm mostly there just to post like blanket and cover stuff.
Mm.
But I do follow a couple to make it seem like I'm participating in Reddit. I'm not just like blanket and covers bot, whatever.
Yeah.
But the dead malls and like kind of retro futurism hits on mall stuff a lot, and like that whole world just hits like all the perfect nostalgia buttons for me of like, it's clean and like corporate, but it looks so stupid now.
I think we've talked about it before, but I once played a series of gigs that were exclusively Hot Topics, like played acoustic tour Hot Topics. And one of them was a Hot Topic that was eclairs. And I don't know if you've ever seen a Hot Topic
cool combo
with white walls and bright lighting, but it is incredible to see.
Literally every time I open this door, she hides behind it.
She's the worst.
Locks herself in so she can't get out. We are just doing a little dance here.
What
it's
a dope.
Very annoying.
So, Danny, you pulled up what the greatest commercials of all time are, or like from the 90s and 2000s. What do we got?
Well, actually, the one I had talked about on the episode is here on the list. So I'm gonna start with this one. It is
okay.
The Michael Bay directed Got Milk commercial.
Yes. Yes, this was a big deal.
It also looks like the most delicious peanut butter sandwich I've ever seen in my life.
And that was the Vienna Wood Dance in D, one of my all-time favorites. And now let's make that random call with today's $10,000 question. It's a tough one. Who shot Alexander Hamilton in that famous duel? All right, let's go to the phone.
Right now it's panning around to different, like, pieces of...
Hello for
art, right? About
yeah, it's smash cut through this guy's tribute to Alexander Hamilton.
I'm afraid your time is almost up. I'm sorry, maybe next time.
Got milk.
And that's by Michael Bay. Michael Bay explosion.
God, I have, like, the images. It's weird to think that Hamilton is such a thing now, because probably in my entire life it was this until that. Why I knew the answer to the trivia question.
I vividly remember that one. I don't know if it's on there, but do you remember them loading up Pokemon onto a school bus and then it getting put into a trash compactor?
I don't.
Oh yeah. So they loaded all these Pokemon onto a school bus and then they put it in like a car crusher, and then it crushes the school bus into a Game Boy Color in yellow, and they have all the Pokemon in there, and it was like an advertisement for Pokemon Yellow.
Well, let's hear that one.
Hey, little buddy, want a ride?
Pikachu!
Yeah, whatever! I'll be right back!
Also directed by Michael Bay.
Where can you catch all 150 Pokemon? On your Game Boy, that's where. Pokemon for Game Boy is here. With both packs, you can catch them all. Games and systems.
God, that's sadistic.
Yeah. There's a couple commercials that come to mind when I think about the 90s, and one of them is that one, and one of them is the ad campaign where it was Crash Bandicoot, and it was just a dude in a Crash Bandicoot costume that had, like, a hole cut for his face inside Crash Bandicoot's teeth.
I don't remember the specifics of, like, what was happening, but I do remember that guy.
Yeah, he was just a guy. Like, they had several different ones. He was their Geico the Gecko thing. Like, that was their mascot for it.
Yeah. I mean, I loved Crash Bandicoot.
It's the best
game. I was such a big Crash Bandicoot. I tried
I'm
to
a huge Crash Bandicoot fan.
I tried to play the mobile version of it. And it's not a complicated game, and it was fine for my phone, but that just made me feel bad.
I have the remastered version on PlayStation. And
oh, did you get
fun.
It? I was gonna.
It's a lot of fun to mess around with. However, it's one of these games when I was a kid that I would play it at my grandparents' house. So I would play the game up to a certain point because they didn't have memory cards.
Oh.
They refused to buy us a memory card for the PlayStation. They just seemed like it was a waste of money or something. So
you'll never be back here.
Yeah. And it was more just like, yeah, just, you know, play the game. It's a game. Because I think they are under the impression that games were like Pac-Man still, where like you could go through the motions, and then that's like the high score and not like a storied thing.
Yeah.
And I had that, and I had Spyro the Dragon, and I could play pretty decently into Spyro, and then I just hit a wall because I didn't know what to do anymore.
I remember it was a demo that came with the PlayStation of Spyro, where it was like a level and a half, like almost in the way where, like, when you're watching like the commercials in mobile games now, where like everybody's terrible at it.
Yeah.
It was basically that. You were like limited in the places you could go, even though in the real game you could go to them, and like you would get to, it was like the middle of an objective, and then it'd be like, get Spyro. And you're like, okay. But I played that so much.
Yeah.
I was a master of that level.
Yeah, I think that's where my like completion thing in video games came from, because I was just always like, I could do everything up to a certain point in that video game, because then I would be like, oh, my brain hurts, I've been staring at this game for 6 hours, I guess I'll stop here and I'll do it all again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Same thing
on
with Crash.
The subject of video game commercials, though, this is the one me that is like top of the line. This is it.
Is it the Nintendo Power Glove?
Thanks for taking me to the doctor.
Here we are.
Come on, tuck and roll, Grandma, tuck and roll. Huh?
The less time you spend doing other things, the more time you have for MTV Sports Pure Ride. Oh,
it is a grandson driving his grandparents around, and because gotta play Pure Ride.
Tuck and roll, Grandma.
Tuck and roll, Grandma. Tuck and roll.
So I sent you one in the chat. This is not like a commercial I remember. I just thought this commercial was very funny watching it the other day.
Yeah, this is from a compilation of 1988 commercials. Oh, I was too close to that. I got to fade up on it.
Save a lot. Because a little or a lot, guess what?
This is the end of the previous one right now.
Yeah. Groceries for less. Most stores open 24 hours.
You sold the car?
I had to.
What's next?
I wish I'd never seen cocaine.
Get help now, before everything's gone.
What can I do?
Schick has a special medical treatment to help you lose the cravings for cocaine.
I can't get much time off.
Schick is just a short stay.
Okay. Let's call.
The Schick cocaine treatment program is completely confidential and takes just 12 days with 2 2-day follow-ups.
Weekend's ruined.
It's only Saturday morning, hon.
But here we are with a house full of guests and last night's dinner.
All right, so whatever.
Oh, but my God.
The screen, as it's giving that last little pitch, it says, alcohol and marijuana covered by insurance.
Yes, cocaine is not covered
cocaine
by insurance.
Is not.
I like that there's like a weekend deal. Like, I know they say 12 days, but they're like, I can't take that much time off work. It's okay. They do this quick. In and out in a weekend, they cure you of your dependency of cocaine.
Problem solved.
Bitch, how you gonna get there? He sold the car. This is why commercials are so good. This is why commercials are very important to rewatch and enjoy, because you find fucking gems like this.
It is a weird thing of like, I don't miss the commercials. I like that they're not part of my viewing anymore, but I kind of love them. Like, I wouldn't be mad if they were there. Like, if they suddenly were a thing again, I wouldn't be upset about it.
I wouldn't mind like a Pluto TV type channel where it's just retro commercials. I would not mind that at all.
Yeah.
I would just leave them on.
I'd probably fall asleep to that.
You know what it is? I think I never try to like look at my phone when I'm watching TV. I'm trying to like watch the show on TV.
Yeah.
But with commercials, I find myself being more proactive, where it's like, I may check my email on my phone while it's there, or like, oh, let me go get something from the fridge instead of just sitting around doing nothing. Because my brain is wired to be like, well, it's a commercial, I can get up, I'm not going to miss anything.
It is a very strange thing because I still watch mostly like sitcoms and stuff, and it's all still kind of blocked out to have commercial breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So when it goes from the end of a scene and then it like fades in and fades out quickly to the next scene, and they're basically just repeating themselves, I'm like, I wish there was anything in between that for me. Like,
yeah.
I want there to be just anything else.
Just
because
something.
I saw that same lady say the same line twice.
Yeah, like, slightly different, because it's definitely a different take. They yeah. definitely styled it to be a different take. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Exactly.
What else? What other famous ones do we have on this list that you grabbed?
Well, we have this one.
Now you can be as clever as Kevin with Tiger's new Talk Boy tape recorder.
Stop drooling on me! Stop drooling on me!
It even has speed control.
Hi, kids, we're home early.
Hi, kids, we're home early.
Hi, kids, we're home early.
Tiger's new Talk Boy tape recorder comes with audio cassette. Hiya,
I My think... favorite thing about Talk Boy is that I'm pretty sure it didn't exist until it was in the movie.
It didn't. No, it like the toy did not exist like when it was in the movie.
It was just a thing that they made because he's a cool rich kid. Like,
yeah, and then they had to develop a version of it, which didn't include certain parts from the movie. Like,
yeah.
They quickly rushed the toy out with nothing. That's the second version, so they could be like Kevin.
Exactly. Now, the next one here is, I think, maybe the longest lasting of all these. I'm pretty sure this jingle continues to today.
It doesn't matter what comes, fresh goes better in life. With Mentos fresh and full of life. Nothing gets to you, staying fresh, staying cool. Mentos fresh and full of life. Fresh goes better.
Mentos freshness.
Fresh goes better with Mentos fresh and full of life.
Mentos, the fresh man.
It just reminds me of A, the Foo Fighters music video.
Oh yeah. Futos? Yeah.
Futos.
Big me. It's like why I'm a Foo Fighters fan is that video. And like I was a massive Foo Fighters fan, but it was all video based. Like,
yeah,
the music's great. It's fine.
They have good music, but they've never taken it too seriously where like they make a serious music video. There's always some sort of irreverence or silliness to it.
Yeah, like Everlong is one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time.
Yeah.
The video is Evil Dead. or Army of Darkness, I guess.
Yeah, but like there's another one too where it's like there was one, I think it was off of Skin and Bone. No, that's the name of the song on it. Like that double album one that they did where like one was aggressive,
Honor
one wasn't.
And
yeah.
Whatever.
but there was one where like the whole video is a fake soap opera.
Yes.
Like that's fun. I appreciate a band that like writes a serious song, doesn't have goofy lyrics, but then they're like, no, okay, so for this song, we're going to have the dudes from Tenacious D in it, and we're all on an airplane, and there's only about five of us, and we'll have fat suits and stuff,
yeah.
And there's going to be a very flamboyantly gay flight attendant played by me, Dave Grohl,
and there's just something about it that makes the music better to me.
Yeah.
Or like it feels like they're people enjoying being rock stars, and especially through the era where they were like first starting,
mm-hmm.
Nobody was allowed to have fun and be good. You either had fun or were good.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. It was very self-serious. And they kind of broke that a little bit, which was nice.
Think about like those first two albums are one guy making really good rock and roll music basically by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want like self-serious, it's that. Like it is the definition of self-serious is this guy like, I'm gonna make music that matters and it's gonna be just me. No one else is gonna have hands in this. Like I am gonna do this. And then the videos come out and it's what they are.
Like, yeah. And it's what's that movie with Michael Douglas where he just loses, like, goes ape shit on everybody?
Falling down.
Yeah, there's a whole Foo Fighters video that's just a shot for shot remake of Falling Down.
Yeah. we should do a Foo Fighters videos episode.
That'd be fun.
That'll be a
next time. We also
forget to do.
Well, no, I think we also, another thing from the best episode that we'll never hear was there was a lot of Apple talk, and I don't even mean tech-wise. Yeah. Our friend of the show, Sean Howard, really into Apples, so I think eventually we will have him back on the show, not to redo his episode, but we will Apple
taste
test.
He did too good the first
time.
I don't want to put the pressure on him.
He's going to instruct us on which apples to purchase, and we were going to taste test apples because this man was so passionate about, like, all the apples you've ever eaten are shit. I'm going to turn you on to some incredible produce.
Yeah, it was the first time I'd seen Sean in basically years because he moved up to New York. Was at Kevin Hoofy's wedding, and he showed up eating an apple, and it became such a thing of like, what's with the apple, dude?
Comedians have an innate ability to focus in on one small thing and make it the story of the year.
I mean, he did show up also with a mason jar full of snapdragons that he grew himself. And then just left it amongst, like, the various wedding decorations on the table.
It's great. He's very thoughtful. He's very thoughtful on a personal level, and he doesn't think about what a wedding is going to have. Like, catered food and flowers.
The food was amazing.
Oh, like, yeah? Good food?
There were some combinations of things that, like, I'd never heard of before, and starting the conversation, I realized I can't finish it with a logical, what are you talking about? I don't remember what it was, but there was some, like, it was like a fruit and fish, like in the cocktail hour kind of thing, all the, like, little handheld finger foods and stuff, but there was all of that stuff. There was actual, like, what would be a bagel station if it were at breakfast, but all just, like, for crackers and kind of charcuterie.
Okay.
And there was like lox and cream cheese and all this stuff. And it was like, it was really, really just.
Sounds great. Like a Long Island wedding. Yes, me.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was actually a really fun wedding for kind of the long drive it took to get there and all that kind of stuff. And like the planning around it.
Sure.
Once we got to the wedding, it was awesome.
let me tell you, I don't know if I'll compete, but I hope mine gives you a run for your money. Right.
Well, I have to participate in yours, so.
Yeah. Well, only briefly. You're just That's handing true. Out beers, and then you're done. You're done with yours. I'm not making you bartend for the rest of the night.
You have a bartender and me with, like, a shoulder bag.
Just like a messenger bag, insulated messenger bag.
Yeah.
Of just with a couple beers in it. We have to sort that out, because the venue that we're looking or that we have is not a Miller Lite vendor. Like, oh. They do not produce it, so we have to, like, see if we can purchase that on our own to bring it.
Interesting. Okay.
You want to hear a good song? We can play it.
Oh yeah, what do you got?
It is a great tune, and we're trying to get it played at the wedding. But it is by an artist.
Yeah, why don't we do it into break? We'll play it into break.
So this is the artist's name is. Where is it? It's gone now.
Is that it?
No. It's on a playlist. Hold on.
Check us out. Where is it? It's gone.
The gentleman's name is Adam Kurtz.
With a K?
K-U-R-T-Z. It's the number one song. Actually, it doesn't look like any other songs have plays on it other than this one.
Okay. Miller Lite.
Yeah. Let's listen to that. We're going on break real quick, and we'll be right back after this.
I went down to the honky-tonk, get on a bus. Bartender says they're running a special on Bud.
Do you want it on crack? Rita Kansas.
Said, hey, are you kidding? Do you know who I am?
Hey, this is Dave from the Rank Bank.
And this is Dan from the Rank Bank.
Be sure to check out our show. What's it called again?
The Rank Bank?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just said that. We originally started this when the sports world got two new team names, and we said, hey, let's make a four-part series where we rank sports team names for all four sports.
Yeah, we then went on to rank 15 new things, and now we're on to season two.
I mean, we just love ranking stuff.
I really do. I research heavily into every single one of our topics.
I know. So you can hit us up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Both of those are the_rank_bank. Give us some suggestions. Maybe we'll rank them for you, unless they're stupid.
Yeah, and then we'll rank them for you anyway.
Yeah. So check out the Rank Bank, Wasted Robot Network, every Monday.
Back.
I love the Miller Lite song. I sent it to one of Casey's bridesmaids and she went, great, we're gonna have to learn this whole piece of shit now.
M-I-double-L. Got it.
M-I-double-L-E-R Lite. It's the only B double E-R that I like. In a B O double T L E or in a can.
I caught half of that line. I didn't realize what it was.
It's a lot of spelling, and I like it a lot.
That's great.
All right. So actually, something that we mentioned, and let me know if this is funny, because it was a joke that I was working on because of a vintage commercial. But essentially, the setup is that I was abducted by an armed service member. He approached my house. He sort of sailed up to it, crashed through the wall, and then he crunchitized me. That's got to be funny, right? Like, I think it's funnier as a sketch, as like someone in an I Survived style sketch Correct. Show.
Don't you wish the cafeteria served crunch berries?
Yeah.
Crunchitize!
Crunchitize!
Crunch berries!
Welcome aboard my crunchiteria! Today's special is and my Crunchberry cereal. The very crunchy part of this Bella's breakfast.
Thanks, Cap. It was you.
This is Bella's breakfast. Hey, boo boo.
Yeah, it's the same. That guy was like, okay, do Yogi Bear higher.
Yeah.
Here, what is that? What was I watching? Because yeah, it's genuinely just like, hey, boo boo. All right, now bring it up 2 octaves. Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
But it's the same thing where there's a comedian on Pete Holmes' show. He made it weird. And he was talking about how he figured out, I can't do it that well. But it's like, he loves heist movies where they use that vocal effect on it. And it was like,
we need to meet you at, you know, Third Street with $8 million. In the back, show up with no police.
And then he's like, and if you just add a French accent to that, it was Andre the Giant. Oh man, I love commercials and I love funny voices. You know what, you want to hear a good one? Look up the it's the Rice Krispies Snap Crackle Pop That's Who We Are commercial, and I'll tell you a little snippet about this after you play it. Also, I found a friend of mine sent me a great meme where it was like, why is... All right, you want to know something interesting about the commercial?
Of course I do.
That's Real Big Fish.
I know it is. It honestly, the running joke for you has been the mozzarella sticks combination. Mm-hmm. I think this is it. I think this is it. This is the actual answer. It's so corporate, but it's also ska.
it's barely ska. It's like ska, no horns. Like don't try to, like, we need to make this sell. Don't add horns.
Yeah, kind of thing. I bet you that song had horns, and they were like, "Why did you put horns in this?
Get that out of there." Like, there's only snap, crackle, and pop. We need a three instrument band.
Yeah, we can't have I don't know, the Berry Mummy. Why am I blanking on his name?
Booberry.
Booberry. Can't have Booberry on a trombone.
Yeah, Booberry, Frankenberry, that. So a friend of mine sent me a meme about that, because a couple weeks ago there was just bullshit speculation, because Tucker Carlson was mad that, like, the M&Ms were sexy or something. Or like,
well, they're not sexy anymore.
What he was complaining about?
They wear sneakers now.
Oh my god.
That sexy, sexy, just amazing green M&M no longer wears those high heels.
Femdom green M&M.
Yeah, she is strictly sneakers now.
Yeah, well, the thing that I was saying from the meme was, like, a buddy of mine sent it to me, and I don't mean this as offensive. The person that sent it me is a gay man, so he can use this term, and it may be dodgy, but I'm merely quoting a meme. But it was like, why is Tucker Carlson getting so mad about the green M&M when these three twinks have been promoting Rice Krispie treats for years? And it was just a picture of Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
That's fair.
Speaking of classic commercials dealing with M&Ms, you want to pull up the Christmas highlight of everyone's life that's been playing since about 1978 or whatever it is?
I wish I could remember the exact verbiage of it, but there was a post in the last couple years with it where it was like, you can tell how long they've been running that commercial because the bars come in on this side when it plays.
It's not widescreen or digital.
Well, it started at the end.
So you think Santa will like these red and green M&Ms?
I don't know. I never met the guy. He does exist.
They do exist. Santa?
Which I think that the actors that do that, one is Bill, whatever his last name is, guy does Patrick Starr.
Sure.
And the red M&M is Billy West. Like, Fry from Futurama.
Oh, that's, yeah, I can hear that. Also, yellow, maybe not at this time, at one point was J.K. Simmons.
Yes, I do remember that. I think J.K. Simmons.
I think it's in between this commercial and now, but
which could be anywhere from 20 to 40 years old.
Yeah, who actually knows?
Classic commercial. What were you gonna say?
Say, if you want a couple, because we talked about some jingle heavy commercials, and we haven't done a ton of those, and I'm hoping this one is the one with the jingle, because there's one that exists without it, and I haven't tested it to see, but I have a feeling this is the right one.
Let's find out.
Pizza whenever they want. Pizza in the morning. Pizza in the evening. Pizza at the first time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. Pizza bagel bites. Bite-sized pizzas on wholesome little bagels.
Oh, that's good. What about Sock 'em Boppers? Sock 'em Boppers is always great. Or Skip It.
Oh, you mean this one?
There it is.
You can sock all day and bop all night. Soccer bopper.
Soccer bopper.
More fun than a pillow fight. Blow them up. Put your hand inside. Get ready to have the time of your life.
Soccer bopper.
Soccer bopper. Sock 'em once and bop 'em twice.
Soccer bopper. Soccer bopper.
Soccer bopper. More fun than a
soccer bopper.
Big time points.
Oh my god, listening to that commercial rather than watching it is a nightmare.
Oh yeah, we rolled to it pretty quickly there. I wanted to talk about in the Bagel Bites commercial how it's just like smash cut everything.
Mm-hmm.
And It's like pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. And one of the clips they show is a kid in full gi, like doing like a roundhouse kick to a soccer ball on a soccer field. Yeah, if that's the life you're living, you got your kid that confused about where he's supposed to be. Give him bagel bites. That kid's got a lot to deal with.
That's on the parents. They've signed that's what I mean. For so, like, many extracurriculars that they're just like, fuck it, pizza for breakfast. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
as soon as the divorce paper comes in, you're living with your dad. Jesus.
Now, here's another of the stuck in my head forever. And I still, I mean, this game's older than this commercial, and I mean, I still see it in every school I'm in. It is Connect Four.
Mm.
And every time I have to play it, which is mostly just me and a kid in the room putting pieces in back and forth until the board is full, I win very quickly, never mention it, and we just play it till it's empty. But it is the Connect Four.
Connect Four.
Go for the fun of Connect Four. Four in a row wins.
Go for the bottom.
And go for the top. Watch for the block.
Forget it. You're stopped.
Go for the glory. Go for the star.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Connect Four.
See, that didn't feature my favorite line in a Connect Four commercial where she goes, diagonal, pretty sneaky, sis.
Yeah. Diagonal, I'm an idiot. Three ways.
this is really a beautiful time. I'm so glad we decided to do this instead of trying to get a last minute guest.
Yeah, this, because here's the other one that I may have never seen this game in my entire life, but the commercial lives forever. It is Crossfire.
Crossfire.
The ultimate challenge. Crossfire.
Crossfire. You can count on Crossfire. Crossfire. You can count on Crossfire. Crossfire.
That's fantastic, but I did
that
just
that baseline
have...
rules. Just straight up like Pantera, Primus.
We talked about how the baseline to Footloose is crazy, right?
yeah,
it's an insane baseline. I had two commercials pop to my head after the Crossfire commercial. One, if you wouldn't mind looking up the 90s or 80s commercial for the game Perfection.
Oh my god, of course. I can sing it to you right now.
Put the pieces into the slot, make the right selection, but be quick, you're racing the clock. Wow!
Goes Perfection.
Using that, Jim Carrey in the mask technology for this commercial.
Milton Bradley.
It always makes me laugh that Parker Brothers owns Ouija. I think that's very funny. It's a get up a Ouija board. It says Parker Brothers in the corner. The other commercial that I thought of, which we've talked about, and I've used it on like as a joke on during a set, where it's the commercial for Don't Wake Daddy.
Oh yeah. The autofill made it Don't Wake Dad, and that feels so much worse.
Yeah. No, seriously, do not wake up my dad.
Do not wake my dad.
Sneak into the kitchen for a snack without waking Daddy. Land on a noise, and you have to press Daddy's alarm clock. Will he wake up?
Don't wake Daddy.
Don't wake Daddy.
I'm Parker Brothers.
But okay, but here's the thing. what are the repercussions of Waking Daddy?
It's troubling.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
It seems as if like he won't be like, "Hey guys, come on! I said no food." I feel like he might beat these children.
Yeah, no.
I think the insinuation is that he's going to hurt these people.
It's definitely not the first time he's had to talk to them.
Yeah, no. This is a kid with an overeating problem. He's trying to fill some void in his life, and a furious absent father that works nights.
Yeah. But can you please just let me sleep?
What terrible game. What a terrible, terrible fucking idea for a game.
You know, we now play go wake a daddy lot of
or
them.
He's gonna beat you.
We play a lot of games that are that. Like one kid has a Five Nights at Freddy's where you're supposed to take food from Freddy.
Okay.
And then it like jump scares at you and you have to be like, oh no. Which it legit is terrifying. The music is terrifying and it never seems to go on the right beat, like how you would kind of plant it in your head, like a Jack in the Box. It gets to the end of the song that goes off. It just goes off randomly whenever. But there's one where like you're supposed to take stuff from Granny's lap tray while she's sleeping and like her teeth come flying out at you if you don't.
There was a series of board games. This is not just board game commercial talk, but there was a series of board games that were all from the same company. And it was like, Don't Break the Ice and like Beans in My Pants or something. There was Ants in My Pants.
Oh,
and then there was like Don't Spill the Beans. Like they were all from the same company with the same design.
Let's see. Okay, here we go.
Bucket. That's right. I'm Mr. Bucket. I'm Mr. Bucket. Toss your balls in my top. I'm Mr. Bucket. Out of my mouth, I will pop. I'm Mr. Bucket. We're all gonna run. I'm Mr. Bucket.
The game's Mr. Bucket. The first to get their balls into Mr. Bucket wins, but look out, because the balls will pop out of his mouth.
I'm Mr. Bucket. The balls pop out of my mouth. I'm Mr. Bucket. A ball is what I'm about. I'm Mr. Bucket. We're all gonna run. I'm Mr. Bucket.
Mr. Bucket from Milton Bradley.
And it's definitely something I've misquoted forever, but also the YouTube video is called Mr. Bucket Commercial, Put Your Balls in My Mouth, which is what I always thought the words were. I only searched for Mr. Bucket, but that's what I got.
Oh, it's fantastic. I want that in a similar regard as a sound clip from like when Goran shows up on the show and just says play Butterfly Kisses. I just want to play Dan, just make a button that says Mr. Bucket, put your balls in my mouth. I just
put your balls
something.
In my top sounds so
wrong.
Like it doesn't hit right. I feel like it had to have been edited at it some point to
someone
not be put your balls in my
it
mouth.
Went through three different people before I got to a fourth person that said, are you guys fucking with me?
Oh, this one says original version. Let's see if it's different. Nice. Come on, let's see if it's different.
That's right, I'm Mr. Bucket. Mr. Bucket, put your balls in my mouth, Mr. Bucket.
There it is.
Put your balls in my head, Mr. Bucket. I'ma spit them on out, Mr. Bucket. Tons of fun, Mr. Bucket. Balls in my mouth, Mr. Bucket.
I think this might be a parody of it.
It for sure is. I agree. Yeah.
Put your balls in my head, Mr. Bucket. Buckets of fun.
I just heard, wait, you wanna travel back to the back of the bus in you know, middle and high school. And just this is just that kind of talk, but I recently learned this as a terminology. If as a sexual maneuver a man tries to put their testicles inside an orifice of a woman, usually towards the back end of it, it's called putting the dogs in the bath because they just keep popping out. I recently found that out. I was like, I need to tell someone about this.
I love that because it's specifically named for its ineffectiveness.
I'm sorry, we're not trying to have another Andy Lane episode where we just talk like we're at the back of the bus here, but I heard that recently and it's just been weighing on me a lot.
That rule.
Yeah. Dogs now, in the bathtub.
I don't know if we're towards the end here. We might be. We should probably still do the what the people said.
Yeah. Thing, what was our emotion even?
It was settled. And we settled for this.
Honestly, we settled for this, but also after a very long day of work, watching commercials like this does settle me and like level me out a little bit. So it does have a connection there where I think something that really calms me down and settles me and like keeps me level are watching these compilations, because there's no reason to pay attention all the time with them. They're just sort of there, and they're quick enough in rapid succession to like hold my attention.
And like, but there's not even stakes. Like, it's not like I could be tricked into buying something. Like, it doesn't exist. Most of the things that have the best commercials are gone. So, like, there's nothing to it. It's whatever. 100%. But I do want to play a little of this one very specific campaign, because we did spend a good amount of time talking about it.
Can't wait. Super excited.
Hey, I'm the guy who makes 7-Up. I also write the advertising. I just came up with a great new slogan. Make 7-Up yours. Make 7-Up yours. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Make 7-Up yours, baby.
people just love it.
Make 7-Up yours!
Hey, my man, make 7-Up yours. Make 7-Up yours.
Same to you.
Same to me.
You see, it's catching on already.
Hey, make 7-Up yours, man.
How you gonna stick them up yours?
Oh, we going global with this, baby.
They say if you want to sell your product, get a cute little dog for your commercial.
Here, Buster. Fetch the 7-Up.
I had to let that one go. I love that commercial so much.
Is there a DNL commercial anywhere? Because we did
I forgot
DNL.
We talked about that. Let's see.
DNL for listeners at home. It is a reverse of 7-Up, because when you flip the logo backwards, it looks like the letters DNL. And they just chose the, I guess, what ad men think are the opposite of a tall black man would be. And they chose a small Irish leprechaun, which is horrible.
Yeah.
And that was their slogan. So can we find that at all?
I have
your DNL. Get your DNL here.
Hey, you got a permit for all this?
Do I have a permit? I'm not real, you moron. I'm a myth.
DNL with a powerful boost of green from the makers of 7-Up.
What?
Yep. Well, that was that.
That sure was. So what did the people say? Should we play the clip? All right.
I opened Facebook up to go back to the question, and the memory that it was sharing me, it was me feeding my friend's baby 10 years ago.
Nice.
And it only stands out to me because over the years of me like just doing whatever random Photoshop people ask me to do, that picture is now out there, but instead of being a baby, it's Tony Cheslock's head. So it's me feeding a bottle to Tony Cheslock, baby. And even though this wasn't that picture, it is all I picture when it comes up.
Totally fair. Okay, so we have actually from the aptly named Tony Cheslock, being athletic, I don't know how that makes you settled.
I disagree.
We disagree.
I mean, exercising does, for sure. But like, athletic to me implies like at least the competition.
Sure.
Of it, and I do not feel settled in competition.
Right on. All right. Next up.
Man of having weddings. Kevin Hoovy. Hot soup.
Hot soup.
I tried to be a soup person, and I can't do it.
I'm a chowder guy.
It doesn't feel like I'm eating significantly enough food.
Nah, you gotta get some chowder.
Like, it doesn't satisfy just, like, the heft.
What you need is some hot cream soup. That's what you need. Just milky, milky soup. this one, very Walt Whitman-y, I would guess. A log cabin and a cleared quarter section with a strong crop coming in. For some reason, I picture this person sitting outside of a Cracker Barrel who's paid to spin yarns.
Yeah, the log cabin just is a Cracker Barrel. No, it's real. I swear, we actually made it from scratch.
Yeah, you know, one time. Get out of here. So I want the guy, I'm sure he's dead by now, but I want the guy from Pet Cemetery just sitting up front of a fucking Cracker Barrel. Don't go up that road.
We have a clean space with minimal visual distraction.
Sure.
Which I am not sure is the thing either of us can relate to.
No, I need my things.
I have so much stuff. And like I have my record player on the desk now because I finally figured out how to use it with the limited space I have. Mm. And I use it a lot more, but it is so much more in the way.
Totally fair. I have this pin from Coldplay, so I guess that, you know, these are the things I need in front of me at all
times.
I don't have
any bands represented, just realized.
Oh man,
I don't have a single band pin.
You gotta get some. I probably have a couple. Hold on, I got my friend who's a rapper, Enemy the Illest. I got a bunch of his pins. I got another local band that we came up with called Thrift Store Catastrophe. Shout out them.
I would definitely want it to be like a local band or a friend band. Like,
I got a pin from Fake Problems. Do you remember that band? They're great.
That's Chris Farron.
Yeah,
yeah, I like him a lot.
Chris Farron's great, and that record, like Real Life Ghosts, caught on tape. Great, great record. And Mae Whitman and Aaliyah Shachwat sing backup. Yeah, sing backup on it. Like they're like a girl group in the background of every song.
Nice.
It's just interesting and weird that those two are on that album. Next up, we got When the Grill Got Propane in It.
Yeah, I get that. I'm not much of a cooker in any aspect.
Sure.
No baking or grilling or anything really. I know how to. I wish I did it more, but I just don't.
Totally.
Maybe if I kind of had it settled and was like, I know where to find everything all the time and it's just ready to go when I turn it on, I probably use it.
Yeah, I would agree. I would do that too, because I have minimal experience in grilling, and it feels like a very quick way to cook something with very minimal cleanup. So yeah,
that's great.
I'm all for grilling.
Yeah, grilled fruit in general kind of locks in the flavor, brings the taste to the outside and kind of leaves it there for you to taste. Great.
Nice.
Watermelon, the best.
No
on
kidding.
The grill.
Interesting.
See, we have Clocking Out.
Sure. Great. Getting paid, also great.
Oh, on give me the right Friday, every other week, Friday, of clocking out, looking at my bank account, being like, right.
I'm going to buy some stuff.
Let's go.
I'm going to buy some things for my livelihood. This is going to rule.
Yeah. Ooh, all of a sudden my hobbies became job. Let's go.
So we had one that we talked about in the episode that is in the same vein as Enemy of the Show, Glenn Tickle, where it's farmers stretching barbed wire fencing across me, meaning that he had been settled. But it's a little bit of like a body horror situation.
Just picture him stretched out over the entire acre.
Yeah, just stretching a man out over an acre and then sticking barbed wire in him. Very, very The Fly, very Cronenberg, if you ask me.
You know, I just realized, because Infinity Pool just came out, and that's the younger generation Cronenberg.
It's maybe a wrong opinion. Finish what you're going to say, and then I'll say what I want to say about it.
I don't know that I've seen Cronenberg.
Huh.
He might be an entire empty space. Like I don't think I've checked any of the boxes.
Interesting. Mia Goth
rules.
she needs eyebrows. It bothers me that she doesn't have eyebrows.
Does she not in real life?
I don't know, but like the last couple times that I've seen a picture of her, like promoting Infinity Pool or Pearl or whatever, I feel like she doesn't have eyebrows, or they're drawn on too high, and it bothers me.
Because I assumed all of the stuff was done very specifically for and Pearl to be like, yes, this girl is very attractive, but there's something off.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I assumed everything was to kind of feed that mindset. But I honestly, I've never seen her outside of this.
There's on TikTok, they used the clip or the sound from Pearl for a while, which is the "No, I'm a star, I'm a star." That sound from that movie. But they did one with the Haim sisters because one of them is an actress, and it was like when you need to go record a new album for your band, but your one sister thinks she's an Oscar nominated actress. She's like, "No, I'm a star."
Good for her. Yeah. Licorice pizza's good.
It's great. when my phone lags and I type faster.
I
think that's just a good feeling. And hey, we love good feelings around here. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. I'm trying to picture like how I feel when that happens, and like settled, I guess, is like the side of it where you've already typed everything and now you're just like sitting back and watching it show up.
Mm.
But for me, it's so exciting. It's like, I beat your computer.
I beat the computer. Like, I'm better than the computer.
I'm winning. This thing has instantaneous action, and I beat it.
right on. And then the last one we have, you want to take it away?
One last joke to go out on. Catan.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't pop up sooner.
I hate that game.
I could never figure it out. I had friends that we would like hang out after work at a restaurant I worked in. They would play it like as they were counting tips and everything. And there was sort of just like a restaurant wide game of Settlers of Catan. And I just had to stop. I was like, stop including me in this. I don't understand. I don't get it.
I've played twice in my life, and both times I should have won based on like whatever, like you have this combination of things, then you get a bonus one and like all those kind of rules that exist. That I know now, but the people I was playing with, knowing that I didn't know how to play and having had taught me everything as we were doing it, like it was all like open hand kind of stuff, but like the decisions were mine, but they would lay out the possibilities basically every time. And when it gets to the end of the game and a person does something that I had already had and they get the bonus for it, and I was like, well, I was only one away. I would have won had I gotten that bonus.
Yeah.
And they were like, exactly. And I was like, so you didn't tell me that I won so that you could win. Got it. Like, that's fun for nobody.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But that's happened to me basically twice, where the game would have been my victory like an hour before. And then at the end, I'm like, but I had that like a long time ago. And they were like, yeah, you should have had this. And I was like, you're responsible for me right
you're,
now.
You're taking care of me. You should let me know. And you should also
I've been
happy that I succeeded at something.
Yeah. It's like I've been very clear that I do not know what I am doing.
So we will never settle Catan. But
I'm unsettled about that game.
Yeah, but you know what we are? We're settled now, and we're settled up on a lost episode. My apologies to Sean Howard. We just ran out of time. And thank you, Dan, for doing this. This is fun. We should have more solo episodes every once in a while.
Yeah, I like the themed version of this because normally we either do a playlist or just a catching up on life. I like having something to carry us through here. It was fun. The commercials was a good idea.
Right on.
But it worked out.
Yep.
It's a fitting tribute to the best episode.
It's the best episode that you'll never hear.
Sean's even in Mexico right now. That's how good the episode was. He was like, I just can't even stay in America.
Yeah,
I've achieved everything I need to achieve in America, so I'm going to Mexico.
I hope he enjoys it as much as we enjoyed making up this episode. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Roll clip at the end that we do.
Bye.
Feel Feelings is a Wasted Robot production. Editing done by Dan Getz. Music by George Bruderman. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Feel Feelings Pod, and even leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/feelfeelings. If you're ever feeling any heavy emotions and feel like there's nowhere to turn to, please don't hesitate to reach out to us or to any of the resources in the show notes. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation from the Wasted Robot Network. For more information and links to other shows, please visit www.wastedrobotrecords.com/podcasts.
Lord, such a professional show!